now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and what a great show we've got lined up for you. I've got great guests today, and we are talking to Pastor Mike Schoenfeld with the Chino Valley Community Church, Eric Granilio, and Gina Pecaro, where there are two candidates for the Chino Valley Town Council. So we'll be talking to them today as well. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Rumor has it that VertiLinks is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with VertiLinks, Bruce. VertiLinks links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So VertiLinks is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
VertiLinks may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. VertiLinks links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and VertiLinks transit information.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
My name is Damien, and I'm 24 years old.
And I'm Gabriella, and I'm 27.
As young voters in Yavapai County, Donna Michaels has our votes.
Donna cares about us, listens to us, and she won't throw money at unnecessary projects.
She will keep a smart budget, open for important projects, and closed to the impotent and frivolous projects that have come before. We believe Donna Michaels will preserve, protect, and promote our community. We find these values key to our way of life and the well-being of our family, our fellow Verde Valley residents.
And our future generations. With her help, we can make the Verde Valley a prosperous investment for our future.
Join us to elect Donna for Yavapai County Supervisor for District 3.
The opportunities we create will encourage young families to live and work in the Verde Valley. Vote for me, Donna Michaels, Yavapai County Supervisor, District 3. Visit DonnaForDistrict3.com or find us on social media.
Paid for by Donna Michaels for Supervisor. Authorized by Donna Michaels.
Do you have a broken tooth or been told you need a crown? Call your local experts at Arizona Crown Center with their flat rate of $6.49 per crown, including the exam and x-rays, and no hidden fees. They can also replace missing teeth with fixed bridges for that same surprisingly low price. Call 899-0974. Schedule your free consultation today. 899-0974. azcrowncenter.com. You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my first guest, Pastor Mike Schoenfeld. How are you, Pastor Mike?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. And you're with the Chino Valley Community Church.
Yes. Chino Valley Community Church is the little white country church across from McDonald's in Chino Valley.
So that's how you say it, across from McDonald's.
That's what gets people there.
That's your landmark?
Yep.
not the big blue roof.
Well, people have noticed that in the last
couple
years.
Yeah, I would say
yes.
So. You guys redid the whole roof.
We did the roof. We moved our Sunday school to the building in back. We put a new ramp in. We're really... starting to invest in the grounds, yeah.
So there's a lot that's been happening with that church.
Absolutely, yes.
So you guys have gone from just almost looks like a 360 now. It's totally revamped and it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, and you're the new pastor there.
I am. I've been there about almost 3 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not really new.
Not new.
We got the new smell off of you already.
Yeah. You could say that.
So, but you've been there, yeah, relatively.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of the things that you've done to change up the place and shake it up?
One of the big pushes we did right away was with our Sunday school program, making sure that there was something there for the kids and having a nice, safe place for nursery as well for those younger kids. So we've got that. And then we're really starting to focus outward on missions work.
Okay.
So supporting missionaries, some in Chino. And then some who travel around the world. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And you're relatively younger than most pastors.
I'm 30, yep.
So that's definitely. So what made you want to do that?
I fought it actually for a long time, that I felt that God was calling me into ministry and wanted to kind of do it on my timetable, but I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I did it on his. And went to seminary, and even before I was finished with that training, this opportunity came open, and we knew it was a God thing, and it's neat. I grew up in Chino. I was born in Prescott, and my family moved to Chino, and so you don't often get to serve in your hometown.
And no,
so
not at all. I love the fact
that,
you're a young pastor, so you can relate a lot to the problems and of today's things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So are you starting to see more younger people going to church?
Yes and no. We did see a big boost when COVID hit, actually, when we started offering things online.
Okay.
Because that started meeting the needs of younger families, and that now that we're back in person, it's kind of the back to normal part of things. But yeah, there's some changes coming.
Is there some pretty diverse age groups in there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. We've got people who are going to celebrate their 80th birthday this week and all the way down to 1-year-olds.
Okay. So, yeah. So
yep.
That's really great.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest transition that I've seen even just happening in Chino, even with the Chamber of Commerce. We have a lot of the really young entrepreneurs and all the way to the people that have born and raised and had their business in Chino forever. And so we're really starting to see that shift as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of unusual, and that's nice. So it's a great church, and you guys have lots of things going on for this church.
We do. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is this coming Saturday, October 24th, from 8 to 2 is our hometown marketplace.
Wow.
This is something that we do every year, once in the fall, the hometown marketplace, and then we have a spring fling in the spring as well. And it's basically an opportunity to transform our parking lot into a Chino Valley-based swap meet.
I love it.
Yeah. So
you guys have been doing this for quite some time.
Before me.
Yeah. So I remember it. So it's been some time. And what do you want to say? This is like your how many years?
I would say at least our 8th or 9th.
Okay.
That just my guess of it.
That it's been going on.
Yep.
And there's going to be, is it for the whole family?
Yeah. We've got, right now we've got 22 parking spaces sold.
So vendors.
Vendors, yep.
Gotcha.
We've got people.
What a great opportunity for these vendors, especially because with this whole COVID, they've really, I feel like the vendors are the ones that have suffered, you know, because there hasn't been anything going on.
The market's closed.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on. So a lot of them have been going to, you know, online and selling things online. But really, this is a great opportunity for any of the vendors.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what kind of things are we expecting there?
You can look for plants. You can look for leather work. You can look for woodwork. You can look for Christmas gifts. We've had a group of ladies from our church that have been working hard on crafts and getting Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers, that kind of stuff ready. And they're going to have a booth there and just from all across the board. Well, that's the kind of stuff we're looking
for. And that's really great. I really love that we have that hometown feel and everything going on. And so you said it was this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And what time?
8 o'clock to 2.
8 o'clock till 2. So you got something for those early birds.
Right.
And, you know, for those of ones that are kind of noon birds like myself.
There you go. Yeah.
So you've got something going on for everybody. Mm-hmm. And is there going to be food there? Or?
We will be selling hot dogs and chips and cookies. We always do a bake sale, too.
Oh, yum.
So we've got people in our church who are way better bakers than I am that are doing pies and cookies and cakes. And it's been really hard the past couple weeks at the church to see these things in the freezer and keep my paws off them.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot there.
That's probably the hardest part there. Yeah. And so there's all kinds of good, yummy baked goods. That sounds so great. And just, you know, some hot dogs there for anybody that wants to have a little hot dog and a little snack. Oh, that's perfect. So this is just a great time for everybody to kind of get out.
Absolutely.
And I got to ask, a mask required or what are you doing?
We're not requiring it.
Okay.
We're definitely recommending it if your health would benefit from that. But being an outdoor event, we can space ourselves out. And
perfect.
Yeah.
And where do we park for this event?
There will be parking in the back of the church property there.
Okay.
And we've usually got some great parking attendants that will direct you right where you need to
be. Right where you need to go.
Yep.
So when I get there, I turn right for McDonald's. So I see the McDonald's. I'm going to turn right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go down that street.
Yep.
And that's 3 North.
That's 3 North.
And then the parking lot.
And the parking lot that's right there in front of the church is where all the vendors will be set up. And then in the
And do I just
building.
Keep following that parking lot to where it'll show me where I need to park?
Yeah. There's two entrances that you can take there. One before the Sunday school building in the back. That's also the Salvation Army building. So if you see the Salvation Army signs, that'll be close to where you'll park.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so you guys have a lot going on.
Yeah. But this is a great event. We look forward to doing this every year. And just the community engagement that we get out of it is invaluable.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. I bet. And with all kinds of great vendors going on, are you still accepting vendors?
We are. We've got a couple spots left.
Okay.
So if you're interested, you can call the church office. Our website's probably the easiest way to get that information. That's cvccaz.org. So Chino Valley Community Church, Arizona. .org, and you can get the information from there. And we've got a couple spots left if anybody is interested.
Yeah, definitely.
Spots are just $15.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was going to ask. How much? $15.
$15.
So $15 for me to get all my, and you know everyone's got arts and crafts right now.
Oh,
I mean, during this whole time, a lot of people have found their creative side.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a really great time to decide, you know, hey, should I go out and sell my goods? Hey, you know what? You might as well try it.
There's an opportunity to try.
Right.
The investment is not huge.
No, not at all. $15 is a really reasonable investment. And you're still looking for vendors. So vendors, if you're out there and you really hear this and you're saying this would be a great opportunity, then that's perfect. You know, call up and get your space, or you said go online, and you can still register online for your vendor space. Do they pay online too?
There. No, we'll just accept cash or check at the church, and we'll even accept it day of.
You show
up and can get it there. But we've only got, I'd say, 3 or 4 spots left before
so
we roll up.
So pressure's on.
Right.
Yeah, so not that many spots. But like you said, great opportunity, great exposure. There's a lot happening, you said, at your church. And I'm so excited to see it because, like we said, how long has that church been in Chino Valley?
The congregation started meeting in 1948.
Wow.
So we just celebrated our 70th anniversary a couple years ago when I started at the church. And it's been there.
What a fun milestone, you know, just fun to start it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's a great. Chino's changing so much.
Oh, yeah.
I've also been in my position for 3 years.
Okay.
And so in those 3 years, you've seen it just transform and blossom.
Oh, definitely.
Yep. It's what a great opportunity to be, you know, in your space or where you're at, especially right now. So like you said, they can, and what days do you guys, I mean, what times are your services?
Yeah, good question. We have a service on Sundays at 10:15, and that usually runs till about 11:45 if I'm pretty good at keeping my sermon short, which you never know.
Sure.
But then we have nursery and Sunday school during that time too. And then we're just getting back into the swing of things with potlucks and all of those events. And
fun.
Very excited to get to meet for
fun stuff. So this is your fall market.
Yep, Hometown Marketplace.
Hometown Marketplace. Mm-hmm. It is this Saturday.
This Saturday from 8 o'clock until 2.
And if people want more information, how do they get a hold of you?
Calling the church office is the best, or again, cvccaz.org. That'll get in any information about this. And we have run some ads in the paper, too, so you can check out that. That's got all this information in it as well.
Perfect. So what a great opportunity for the families to come on out. You know, if you're just looking for just even Christmas gifts right now.
Just come and look around. You never know what you're going to see.
You never know. And especially right now with the holidays, just around the corner. This is a really, like I said, great opportunity to come out, look at those fun Christmas gifts. Homemade Christmas gifts are always the best.
Absolutely.
And, you know, nobody else is going to have it or nobody else is going to give it. So what a great opportunity. And supporting local.
Yes.
You know, supporting all of our local vendors, all of these people that have worked so hard. You know, what a great opportunity. Come on out to the Chino Valley Church, Chino Valley Community Church, and
Hometown Marketplace.
And come on out.
Yep.
And give us that website one more time.
CVCCAZ.org.
And you're only accepting a limited amount of vendors.
Just a couple left.
Just a couple left. Well, thank you, Pastor Mike Schoenfeld, so much for being here today. And we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
As I leave office, it's important to know the person who takes my place has both integrity and a backbone. Hi, this is State Representative Noel Campbell, and that's why I'm supporting Quan Nguyen. I believe he will best represent all of the citizens of LD1. Quan's conservative values and love of this great nation were forged growing up as a Vietnamese war refugee. Quan's unwavering faith in our Constitution and the rule of law will allow him to represent our interests, not just the special interests of the Phoenix lobbyist. Vote Quan for LD1.
Paid for by Quan Nguyen for LD1.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Okay, so here's where it's going to get fun. We've got two candidates here. I've got Eric Granilio and Gina Pecoraro. Gina, are you on the line with us?
I am here.
Perfect. All right. So what we're going to do during this time is we flipped heads and tails. Gina, you will go first and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are running for Chino Valley Town Council.
Well, Loretta, thank you for having me on. I was almost afraid I wasn't even going to make it. We literally just got back to Chino after a full day of hanging out with our local patriots at the Trump rally. So I was kind of a little scared I wasn't even going to make it or have to pull over on the side
of
the road.
Well, that's why, yeah, no worries. That's why you're calling in. So that's perfect. We're just happy to have you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. So anyway, we moved here in 2014, started renting out in Williamson Valley, and in 2015, we purchased a home out in Chino Valley. Just to let people know, I'm 100% combat Army veteran, and I married a combat Army, Navy veteran, and he continued his service to his community as a police officer in the local town that he was in. My son is a Marine, and he's currently deployed. And he's married to an Air Force veteran. I do have two beautiful stepsons and a beautiful six-year-old granddaughter.
Wow.
But as a 100% disabled veteran, I can't draw a salary. So I do everything I can possibly do for nonprofit organizations by volunteering all my time. If you even care about veterans' issues here, I've been dealing with this since 2012. And with the amount of veterans that we have in the Quad Cities, I have fought for the rights for these veterans and their families just so they can get what they deserve and what they have fought for. So that's one of my passions is volunteering. Even if you care about your First or Second Amendment right, really you should vote for somebody who understands the meaning and is willing to uphold and fight to uphold them. I've been to the BOS meetings for our 2A sanctuary rights. I plan on, hopefully, if we start getting a little bit in the weeds with that here in Chino a little bit more, I plan on standing by those. I understand them. I understand what it means for red flag laws. Personally, I've worked for large international corporations as well as small businesses. Chino Valley, growth is going to be what it is. We need, we've got so many buildings that are still unoccupied here. Business owners are finding it tedious to go through all the loopholes here. I believe we need to have a tourist trade here. Prescott and Williams has been making millions of dollars off of this for the last, how many years now? There's roads, there's water, there's a lot of other things.
Well,
My opponent talks about bringing technology here. Bolt's already been dealing with this process with the town. I do know that for a fact. Most of our townspeople don't want to hear that we have that we're going to have growth, but that's inevitable. We need to keep growth going, but it's in the correct direction. And you need to have somebody that has integrity and will do the research in order to make sure that we are not getting in the weeds and too much in trouble with where we're trying to go with this.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Gina. And now we're going to hear from Eric. Eric, will you give us, why you're running for town council?
Yes, thanks, Loretta. Thanks for having me on today. Went to the Trump rally today as well. Thank you, President Trump, for coming down, and Martha McSally for making an appearance here. It was great to be here in my hometown. I didn't think I'd ever be able to see that. I was born here in Prescott, Arizona. I've had my own business since I was 19, here in Chino Valley. Been in Chino Valley since I was 13 years old, graduated from Chino Valley. I got two kids, Andrew and Alexia, that graduated from Chino Valley High School. And my youngest will be graduating from Chino Valley High School. I'm married to Adriana Granillo, and she runs the business with me. And the reason I'm running for Chino Valley Town Council is I see a lot of things that need to be changed. It's growing really fast, and the roads need to be repaired. We need tourism in. We need our waters. Our water is a big issue right now. And we need businesses to come in. But how do you get somebody that – and the town council, there's only a few people that own that own businesses on the town council. And I believe I can make a big impact on that because I've been in Chino for so long. Just like the pastor said, you know, Chino's growing huge. He's been there for 30 years, and he knows how it's changed over the 30 years. I know how it's changed over the last 20 years, you know, since I graduated out of there in 98. And it's going to grow. And, you know, how is it going to grow? Smart growth. I think we need smart growth. We need to know where we're heading to. Are we going to be heading to undeveloped roads with businesses coming in, or are the businesses going to go somewhere else? I understand business. I know technology. Bolt is a very small company. I'm talking about large corporations coming in. You know, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, Nextel, Dish. These companies I work closely with, and I know how to make things happen. I'm probably the only one that can negotiate and, you know, not have the town get ran down in technology like they did with the old cell phone towers. I know what it takes, and I know how to get money in for the town.
Well, thank you guys so much. So we've got both of you guys are going to be running for the Chino Valley Town Council, and so that'll happen this election. So kind of let me ask, we'll go out with a 1 minute each on why they should vote for you. Do you want to start, Gina?
Absolutely. I believe that voting for me is a vote for integrity. It's a vote to protect small town values, even though people seem to think that because I came from the other side of the wall that I don't have the small town mind concept. The town I grew up in, I watched orchards being torn down in order to build housing development. I've seen what large corporations can do to a small town. I don't think we need large corporations. I think we need to build our small businesses here, and I will work diligently with the town council that's currently there to see to it that our small businesses can flourish here.
Thank you, Gina. Eric.
So I run a couple businesses, and I know how to work with towns. I know how to work with permit issues. I understand what small businesses go through. And if there's anybody that knows how to run a small business, myself, bringing in small business is going to be the biggest thing that we need to do here. I talked to a lot of people that are buying up the properties in Chino and wanting to open up businesses, but they're having a hard time opening up these businesses. And we need to get together with the council. It takes, you know, the whole council to get together and get things together. And I believe that I'd be a big part of that. As far as water, I know water. I've lived in Chino pretty much my whole life. I know how wells work. I understand the water issues. I work closely with a lot of the well companies in Chino. They know me. I know them. And I can get information from them. And I've known information from the past of how water has worked in Chino. Our roads, you know, I drive on them daily. I go all over Chino. I drive the whole town every week. And I know where roads are located at. I know how the town is laid out. And if there's anybody that knows Chino, it's me. If there's anybody that can make a difference in Chino, it's me.
Well, thank you, guys. We'll be back with more. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit of a debate. So we'll go back. I'll ask you guys some questions, and we'll go back and forth. So, Gina, you stay on the line with us, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
We're KQ&A. AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon, back to Tech. Good afternoon. We'll get you back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. But first, a check of news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott reporting on KQ&A. President Donald Trump was in Prescott today for a noon rally at the Prescott Regional Airport, which drew large crowds of supporters who waited in line for hours to get in and see the president's speech. KQ&A's Sanford Cohen spoke to many of the supporters. Quang Nguyen, candidate for the Arizona House of Representatives Legislative District 1, says it was an exciting event.
It's exciting as heck. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. And I was at the 2016 when he was a candidate, but now I'm just overly excited and I'm just honored to have him be in our community.
Wynn says it was also exciting to see many young voters turn out to show their support for the president.
You know, there's hope, right? There's hope still. We look at the indoctrination of the school system. Poisoning our kids, but to see so many young people here, I have so much hope.
For more information on Quan Nguyen and his campaign for the Arizona House of Representatives, go online to quanforarizona.com. Firefighters are battling the Horse Fire, which is around 9,000 acres with no containment. The Horse Fire was reported by Union Lookout just after noon Thursday, burning in dense vegetation near Crown King. Yesterday, they worked on protecting such communities as Crown King, Cleeter, Black Canyon City, Groom Creek, and Walker. Prescott National Forest spokeswoman Debbie Menealy says there's no public access to Crown King right now and residents have been ordered to evacuate.
Roads into the Crown King area are closed, so please refrain from going up there as we have equipment and firefighters trying to get up there, assess this fire, figure out where we can get some good containment on it.
Spokesman Corey Carlson explains this is an example of how dry it is.
The brush is almost dead. Humidities overnight are 20-25%, and that's at nighttime, and those are what we get at night time in June and July. It's so dry, it's so warm, and there's just zero moisture on the ground or in the fuels at all.
For horse fire updates, you can visit the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Your KQ&A weather forecast, clear skies on into the evening, chilly 46 overnight, 10 to 15 mile per hour winds, gusting up to 20 miles per hour on Tuesday with a high of 83 tomorrow. Look at temperatures down into the low 70s by the end of the week. In the Verde Valley, sunny and warm, a high of 92 this afternoon, clear 49 overnight, sunshine 92 degrees. Again tomorrow with temperatures down into the low 80s for the weekend. That's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood. The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and today we're here with Eric Ranilio and Gina Pecoraro, and they're the two candidates running for the Town of Chino Valley Council. So we started with Gina last time, and now we're going to do a little bit of kind of debate. I'll ask you guys questions. And then we'll see how you guys will each have 30 seconds to answer these questions, and then we'll move on to the next question. So, Gina, are you still there?
I am still here.
All right. Let's start with the first question. Eric, what's more important for our town right now?
The most important thing is the growth. We need smart growth, and we need to make sure it's done right. If we don't plan our growth out, then we're not going to have anything to move forward with. And I've seen that moving, how we designed the town long time ago, so we need to have smart growth moving forward.
Perfect. Gina, the same question for you. What's more important for our town right now?
Right now, I think making sure that we have our infrastructure intact so that way we can grow. If we don't have infrastructure as our roads and water sources and things like that, that needs to be set before we even have more growth. And at least now we've got some HERF money coming in that the state has been promising us from all the taxes that we've been paying at the gas pump. So we're finally getting some money in, at least.
Perfect. Okay, Eric, new question. How do you plan to involve residents in decision-making for the town of Chino Valley?
Well, bringing them into the town council and invite them in and keeping them up to date on what's going on, whether it be through Facebook or social media. We'll take the time to let them know what's going on, and I hope the town gets involved, and I hope the town sees what's going on with the town.
Perfect. Gina, how do you plan to involve residents in the decision-making process?
Well, even though we do have the town council meetings and the open sessions with our all the discovery and all the planning meetings that we have going on in town council, a lot of people don't attend. So possibly getting a little more information out, not just over the interweb, but getting involved more, talking to people within the town and speaking with them and going out and visiting them to find out what their needs are and where we can better serve them.
Great. Okay, next question. For both of you guys, and we'll start with Eric, if someone came to you with a proposal to build a new building, what would that building be?
Private sector?
Yeah.
Okay, private sector. Somebody came up with a proposal. That building would be a manufacturing company that comes in, probably towards Old Home Manor area. That's somebody that could supply some jobs to keep the jobs local in the town of Chino and keep revenue recirculating in the town.
Gina, if someone came to you with a proposal to build a new building, what would you suggest?
I would suggest that they would bring in maybe a small market, being able to deal with our local farmers and our ranchers so that they could bring in their goods here.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a question that came from the chamber, not directly from me, but from a citizen, and asking probably the number one question that you guys have heard is, how will you bring a new grocery store to Chino Valley? Eric, start first.
So I guess the Chino Valley, the grocery store has been huge for a long time, but I personally don't think that's the biggest need in the town right now. You know, Safeway does a mighty fine job of running a good store. It's a little expensive, but I think we can focus on other areas of the town before bringing in a grocery store.
Gina.
I'm sorry, I missed you cut out, dear.
Oh, you're on next.
Oh, well, what was the question?
So we were on, what would you, if somebody from the, basically, if somebody wanted a new grocery store in Chino Valley, what would you do, I mean, to implement it? Because that's been like the hottest question that everyone's asking here is, when is there a new grocery store? Is there a new grocery store coming? And that's probably the number one question that people do ask.
Correct. I don't think we have the population, unfortunately, in order to get another full grocery store like a Fry's or anything else. But having the smaller grocery stores in, like I said, having the ability for our local farmers and the dairy and cattle and things like that, that would bring in at least something.
Gotcha.
Where people would have choices.
Okay. The next question is, what are your top three priorities for small businesses if you are elected?
Top three priorities would be, one, getting them into Chino, figuring out where they're going to go and the infrastructure and how it's going to be involved. The biggest thing is when a small business does try to come into Chino, the infrastructure is always the issue, whether it's ADOT that created the road or, you know, the town is making them build a roadway to get into the building that they're going into. So we need to focus and help out the businesses instead of making them pay for the infrastructure. We need to help them out one way or another.
Gina, what are your top three priorities for small businesses if you are elected?
Well, Eric and I agree very much about the loopholes that these small businesses have to go through in order to get in here. There's a lot of red tape. And so I'd like to see that we could possibly work together in order to lessen the red tape that a small business would have to go through in order to get in, and what they would need to do if they need to expand, because that in turn gives us more taxpayer dollars. If they're expanding and they're having to pay a heck of a lot of money just to move a couple hundred feet away, or not even 100 feet away, and they're having to pay all this money in order to do that, that's just not fair to the business owner.
Right.
I don't think the town should have to foot the bill like they did have to foot some of the bill for Burger King.
So now, Gina, we're going to start with you on this next set of questions.
Okay.
And so the next set of questions is, why is it the right time to run for office?
Because there's so much growth and it's going the wrong direction. I believe that most of our townspeople, they don't want more population. They want intelligent growth, and it's not been intelligent for a long time.
Okay, Eric, why is it the right time to run for office?
As a local guy here in Chino, I've you know, there's always my business allows me to have this time to run, and I believe my expertise can come in tremendously for the town. And I think, you know, with the way the town is growing super fast at a super high rate. And I think that's the, I think the time is now for me to run and help out my country and my town.
Okay. Thank you. Gina, tell me your biggest success story.
I picked up the telephone and it was a young man on the other end of the phone, and he was about to be one of our 22s. He was about ready to commit suicide, and I talked him off the wall.
That is a big success story. Okay, Eric, tell us your biggest success story.
My biggest success story would be having been married to my wife for, I'll go on 20 years next year. We started off young, and we had our child at 19 years old, and at 21 we got married, and people said it wasn't going to work. And I mean, the greatest success is the best marriage and the best family and the small business that we've ran together for the 19 years, and we're just truly the American dream.
Thank you. Okay, Gina, now that we talked about our biggest success, tell me about your biggest failure.
My biggest failure, well, I guess I shouldn't talk about my past marriage, but that was a wrong decision. I'm sorry. But anyway, my biggest failure was not being able to actually move here sooner. I getting out from where I was before sooner and coming to a place like Chino Valley.
Well, thank you. Eric, tell us about your biggest failure.
Okay, I take failures as lessons learned. There's no failure, only lessons learned. So when I was starting my first business at 19, I started one where I failed completely, and we got in trouble with the IRS, and we didn't know what we were doing, and we learned our lesson. So it was a big failure. It cost us a lot, and we learned a big lesson.
Okay, so last question. Gina, why are you the right person for this job?
I'm the right person because I have integrity. I will possibly ruffle feathers on the town council just because I don't believe in an action that they possibly will be taking. I will question exactly what's going on if I don't understand it. I will do my research to even as far as the past of growth in water and everything else. I will not sit idle.
Thank you, Gina. Okay, last question for you, Eric. Why are you the right person for this job?
It's time for me to run, and after 19 years of running my business and being local guy, I know what it takes. I know what it takes and the commitment. I'm honest. I'm committed. I got 18 employees. We pay them every week. We don't run. We don't hide. I'm here to stay in Chino. I have nowhere else to go, but Chino's our only home. And my kids are going to be here, and that's why I'm running. And I only want the best for our town.
Well, thank you both for being here today. We really appreciate it. We had a chance to banter back and forth and see where you both side. Gina, where can people get information on you?
Well, the easiest place would be on Facebook, or you can always contact me. The easiest way would be through my cell phone number, and that, of course, don't laugh. It's still my 650 number just because I've had it since my son was born. 650-293-56999. Go ahead and text me. I will be more than happy to reach out right back to you.
Perfect. And Eric, how do people get a hold of you if they have any questions or if they want to know more about you?
Two ways. The best is eGranillo for CV on Facebook or my cell phone number, which I've had since I was 19. That's 928-636-6999. Remember, 636 is the prefix of Chino Valley.
Okay. Well, thank you both so much, Eric Granilio and Gina Pecoraro, both running for Chino Valley Town Council. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store. Schedule a convenient curbside pickup. Or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
Hey everyone out there in Radio Land, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. What a great show we had lined up for you today. We did talk to Pastor Mike Schoenfield with the Chino Valley Community Church. We also talked with both candidates running for Chino Valley Town Council, Eric Granilla and Gina Pecoraro. So this is a time where you take out your calendars and I tell you what's up and coming. We know that this Saturday, October 24th, is the Chino Valley kind of swap meet that's going to be held at the church, at Chino Valley Community Church, and that is from 8 till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Also, October 21st, this Wednesday, it is El Paricio Night, and it's Come Save a Cop Night. It is a ginormous fundraiser for the Chino Valley Police Department. It is from 2 to 8 p.m. We are raising funds for ballistic helmets and also for their rifle plates for their vest. So it's just going to be a great opportunity, and that's from 2 to 8 at El Paricio. And we'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.